Trigger.
Affirmation station. What's today's affirmation? Welcome, sunshine, to Affirmation Station. My name is Sharon Takar of JCLV21, where I joyously coach life victory. And today, I am the conductor on this here train, where we learn how to maintain our mind, our body, and our spirit before going to our next destination. This stop has transfers to the best day ever on platform 2, or the worst day ever in the history of days on platform 3. Choose wisely on how you're going to see your day on today. Like every show, I'll be walking you through 4 exercises to kickstart or invigorate your day with your mind at peace, your soul feeling loved, and your body yaddy yaddy feeling right and tight. This show is live recorded on the Wisdom app starting around 9:15 a.m. on Sundays. Wisdom app, just so you know what it is available on iOS Apple Store as well as the Google Play Store. This is an audio app with amazing mentors that pour in wisdom of every day of the hour. You can even ask questions and join the community. It's free. Today, we're going to be diving into a topic that's particularly close to my heart, ADHD body doubling and how to harness the power of social audio to boost your focus and get some things done. Okay, we will explore this unique strategy as well as unlock its benefits and discover how to implement it into your daily routine. Whether you're an ADHD warrior or simply seeking productivity hacks, this episode is a must-listen for anyone looking to enhance their focus and achieve their goals. But first, we got to do some fun exercises before we get there, honey. We got some things to do, some people to see, some carts to move to, and all the in-betweens. So without further ado, I'm going to give you the sounds that abound on this ground so you can follow along with the show. The first sound to listen out for is this one. This ding-dong means that, hey, we are moving into the cart and the exercise is beginning. If you hear this next sound right here, this sound right here is just letting us know we exited in that car. We don't want the exercise. We did what we came to do in the name of Jesus, okay? That's what the two sounds mean. Now, let's go ahead to the pre-workout. Ooh, child, it's time to eat some energy. Yeah. So to do this pre-workout, we are doing it with our hands. It's going to be lots of hands today, okay? Just a little heads up, okay? So this is a technique that I learned from Lois Hampson, M-A-M-F-T, who's actually does an exclusive podcast on the Wisdom platform as well, okay? She is a frequent guest of Affirmation Station Show, so let me explain how this works. It starts by you putting your hands together and start moving them back and forth. When I say back and forth, I mean from you and then back to you. Like you're trying to start a fire in the name of Jesus. I just want you to keep rubbing your hands together back and forth, keep going. For those watching me visually, this is what it looks like. Just the motion of back and forth. And then what I want you to do is I want you to pretend like you're holding a basketball, okay? And keep your fingers wide. And then I want you to rub the inside of your fingers with your other fingers. If you're currently looking at me on call-in, you can actually see this as a video. If you're wondering, what the heck am I doing? What is she explaining? Come take a look at the video. That's why I'm trying this out. So we're going to do that for both sides. Okay. And then stop. Pre-workout completed. Congratulations. This first exercise is called Say It and Claim It. This is the party card in card number 2. I tell you everything. This is a fun exercise. So this exercise is all about speaking words of affirmation. So if you're feeling down, remember it is a-okay to flown. Just remember to speak yourself back up with compliments or saying, I love you. Here are the instructions. say these affirmations with me inside that beautiful mind of yours, or say these affirmations out loud with that beautiful voice of yours. If you're looking for the maximum benefits, say these in front of a mirror or your front camera. Now it's time to repeat after me to keep you free. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am safe and secure. I allow myself to experience pleasure and joy now. I love myself. I trust myself. I honor myself. I value myself. I approve of myself. I express my truth with clarity and confidence. I remember with love. I am a vessel for universal peace, love, and wellness. I am capable of achieving great things. My unique mind is a source of strength and creativity. I feel worthy of love, support, and acceptance. I understand that I have the power to accomplish all of my goals. My words and actions are in alignment. Every day and in every way, I'm getting better and better. Every day and in every way, my life gets better and better. Every day and in every way, my finances are getting better and better. My success is now. Let's go. Stop repeating after me.
Exercise completed. We're moving right along to exercise number 2. Yes, we do.
This exercise is called the breathing. This is where we focus on our life force, our chi, our prana, if you will. Breathing is a natural thing that our body does without us even asking. Today, we're going to consciously breathe because it allows our bodies to energize. It allows us to focus on mind and allows us to tap into the inner light that powers us up to say what to do, though. Here are the instructions. There are 4 sets, so please listen out to how your body, yada, yada, is in current position. If you're currently laying down, I got you, boo. Feel the support of the surface beneath you. Relax your shoulders and close your eyes. If you are currently driving, I got you up next. Move your booty from side to side. Get comfortable in that ride. Sit up straight, relax your shoulders, and keep your eyes open. Please pay attention to your peripherals. Safety is muy importante. If you're sitting down and you're not driving or operating hand machinery or nothing like dangerous, you know, in the name of Jesus, you also get to move your booty from side to side. Get comfortable in your seat. Sit up straight, relax your shoulders, and close your eyes if it's safe for you to do so. If it's not, keep them open. Last things last, I did not forget about those standing up. Please stand up straight and relax your shoulders. Keep your eyes open because we don't want any dizzy spells today. Thank you for taking care of you. Today, we're going to be doing the 4-7-8 technique, and it goes a little something like this. It begins by us inhaling through our nose for 4 counts, holding for 7 counts,
and then exhaling through our mouth for 8 counts. And I'm going to add some sauce to this exercise today. I keep adding more sauce every single episode. It's a spicy concoction. Yeah, spicy. Okay, so when you exhale, I want you to say yum. Last time we did hum. This time we're going to do yum. Like yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy in my tummy. So into the nose. You're going to hold it. And then yum. Out. Okay? I think you can do it. I think you can do it. Okay. Please note, if you start feeling lightheaded during this exercise, please soften or slow your approach or just simply stop in the name of you. If you're pregnant or think you're pregnant, please do not hold your breath. Just breathe slow and follow along. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And out with a yum. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and one more time and in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and let's go back into naturally breathing. You did it again. And you're like, Shrinky, that was some fast 7, 4, 7, 8s. Well, breathing fast is actually really good for you too, just as much as breathing slow is. Mm-hmm. And every time, I'm going to change the tempo, baby. Just keep following along. I got you. I got you. Now we're moving to cart number 4, where exercise number 3 is hiding behind the next door. Exercise number 3 is towel tap it in. In this exercise, we're going to be doing the emotional freedom technique, also known as EFT tapping, which is an alternative therapy for anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic pain, weight loss, fibromyalgia, and many, 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 many other conditions. This technique is showing ourselves 2 forms of self-love. You already know, because we're pairing this with touches and words of affirmation. A, in 2019, a study was conducted about this said thing. Okay, I want to tell you a little bit about this study. If you don't want to hear, if this is your first time with an affirmation station, okay? They were trying to see how effective EFT tapping was. And the test concluded that 90% improvement was found for patients doing this EFT, just tapping on their body and pairing it with words of affirmation, compared to 63% of cognitive behavioral therapy patients. Mind you, when you're in cognitive therapy, therapy, you're also generally getting medication for this therapy. Okay, I just want to let you know that a lot of patients that are doing CBT, they are on medication because they do see a psychiatrist. Okay, and something shocking in regards to these results. Only 3 tapping sessions were needed before a patient's anxiety was reduced. While on average, 15 sessions were needed for the CBT patients to show results. CBT, like I said, also includes medication. Tapping requires your body. That's it. I know, that's a tall order. But I'm being serious. It just requires you. And that's what I love about this exercise. So pause for the cause. This exercise is not recommended if you're currently driving or operating heavy machinery. No matter if you're in good health, pregnant, or experiencing illness, please be gentle. With the taps on your body, yada, yada. Thank you from your body. Back to our regularly scheduled show. Today, we're going to be doing 6 taps, and they are going to be the karate chop. And then we're not going to do the karate chop today. Y'all, I'm live editing this episode. Yeah, y'all are hearing it for the first time. We're not doing the karate chop today.
I'm actually going to do something different. We're going to be doing all of the fingers today specifically. And then we're going to close that out with the thymus tap. Y'all, I'm live editing as we speak. This is astounding to me. So I like planning things out, but we're going spontaneity right now, okay? We just here. So here are the instructions for this exercise. Then I'm going to explain to you the why behind the what, and I'm going to explain how you do what to do, and then we're just going to get started, okay? Like, it's just going to be like, boom, boom, bam. This is the longest explanation this entire show. Okay, let's go. So the instructions for this, you have to first accept whatever it is that you are feeling right now. This feeling is a part of your alert system. It's the background music to your life story because you are the main character. You don't need to support an actor. You are the main character, okay? And please know that all your feelings are absolutely, one, valid, are okay, and are accepted because they are a part of you. And it's beautiful, baby. It's beautiful. When it comes to these taps, what I've live edited, so what we're going to do is tap on the thumb, the index, and the middle finger, as well as the, I think it's called the ring finger, and then we're ending it with the pinky. Okay, and the reason why we tap on our thumb right quick, we do it because it dissolves negative thinking, judgment, self-righteousness, grief, and loss, and allows acceptance of self and others, healing from loss, ability to see the positives in life. The index finger, because it dissolves the difficulty of forgiving yourself and letting go of past hurts, and allows self-forgiveness, releasing the past and being more joyful and peaceful in the present. The middle finger, it dissolves anxiety and sexuality issues. It allows bonding, relaxation, generosity, acceptance of self and others, and trust. Okay? And because I just threw this one in there, y'all have to give me a second because I know the ring finger has a specific one. In the name of Jesus. This is what happened to me live edit, y'all. This right here. It actually doesn't talk about the middle finger. Now I learned something new today. So I do get this stuff from research, y'all. Like, I actually researched this. I put this all together. It doesn't say anything in regards to the ring finger. So we just know it's going to have a good purpose of dissolving and allowing. Now I'm going to talk to you about the pinky. The reason why we touch on this one is because it dissolves small anger and annoyances and frustrations in the name of Jesus and allows unconditional love, forgiveness, compassion, and self-care. Mm-hmm. And then the thymus is literally the Tarzan tap. This is where we're tapping on our chest bone. And the reason why we tap on this is because it activates and balances the lymphatic system, which is your system, also called the immune system, the one that helps you stay healthy, you know, in the name of Jesus, not be sick. Yeah, that one. It helps with that and getting that restarted and going and flowing and helping your body in ways that you don't even realize it's helping it just by tapping on your chest bone. What? And it anchors in the balance of the allowing and dissolving. So I'm going to explain now how to do these taps because I was like, I'm going to give you all the skinny and then I'm going to give you how to do it. So to do this tap, I want us to try we're going to go back to the pre-workout exercise. You know, the one where I told you it's going to be like you're holding a basketball. I want you to pretend like you're holding a basketball again. And then I want you to start clapping your fingers together with, mind you, there should be gaps in between your fingers when you're doing this tap. Because you're going to be tapping on all the points. And the point that you're tapping on is literally the tops to your other tops. You're stimulating all your points at the exact same time. Okay? That's what I want to do for the hand. Okay? And then the thymus is, like I said, your chest bone. So what that will feel like and look like is you have your neck. Then you go down a little bit. That's your collarbone. Go down a little bit more. It's literally, you can feel your chest bones, like the rib bone. That right there, that is your thymus. You can rub that if it's really sensitive, or you can tap on it lightly, or you can use a little bit of your, a couple of your fingers together. I just ask with all these taps, you be gentle with your body, please. Thank you. Thank you. So now that you know how to do both taps, I'm just going to go ahead and get started. We're going to be, like I said, tapping on all our fingers at once. Just the pads, like we're an evil mastermind, ha, 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 with the open finger spaces in between the fingers. If you want to actually see me do this, please head to the call-in app. That is where I'm currently doing this live, so you can actually see me in color. Yeah. Okay, now while tapping on your fingers, I will now have you repeat after me. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am safe and secure. I allow myself to experience pleasure and joy now. I love myself. I trust myself. I honor myself. I value myself. I approve of myself. I express my truth with clarity and confidence. I remember with love. I am a vessel for universal peace, love, and wellness. I am capable of achieving the great things. My unique mind is a source of strength and creativity. I feel worthy of love, support, and acceptance. Pause repeating after me. Switch your tapping onto your thymus, your chest point, your Tarzan point. Tarzan point. Now repeat after me again. I understand that I have the power to accomplish all of my goals. My words and actions are in alignment with my highest good. Every day and in every way, I'm getting better and better. Every day and in every way, my life gets better and better. Every day and in every way, my finances are getting better and better. My success is now. Let's go. Stop repeating after me and stop tapping. Exercise completed. I'm so proud of you. Yes, 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 yes. This next exercise is called venting gratitude. This is where we vent gratitude for whatever it is we want to appreciate and uplift in our lives. The instructions are simple for this one. Just start off by saying thank you and then list whatever it is that you're thankful for. We do this in a rampage style, so that simply means that we keep going in on whatever it is that we're grateful for until the exercise comes to a close. You'll know it's come to a close because I will play the ding dong ding, the exercise completed sound. Okay? And now I'm just going to go ahead and begin. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you so much for breath right now. Thank you so much for my body. Thank you so much for my mind. Thank you so much for my spirit. Thank you so much that you are moving people from my life left and right and they're dropping like flies and it feels good. Thank you, God, for making my light lighter. Thank you so much that you have that even in the vision. I thank you so much that you're putting me in places and spaces where I am truly valued, and I thank you for that. I am thankful and grateful that the people that really rock with me, rock with me. I'm really thankful and grateful that the snakes are gone. I am thankful so much for my garden. I'm so thankful so much for my trees and their overgrowth right now in the name of Jesus. It hit in my house. Thank you, God, so much for the finances that are coming in. Thank you so much for meeting awesome people. Thank you so much for the confidence that you instill in me. Thank you so much for helping me look at myself in the mirror and know I'm a lovey-dovey bushy woo. Okay, you're like, Trinity, that doesn't make any sense. I thank you, God. I thank you for all the words, for the Trinity's dictionary and my own little special words and all the in-betweens. Thank you so much that you made me unique in the way that I am, but I share the exact same experiences with other people. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much that for the courage to speak my truth, the truth, the other truths, and all the truths, okay? With the theys and the thems and the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, I greatly appreciate you. And I also greatly appreciate you for helping me turn up the pleasure principle in my life and be okay with more positive than negative. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Exercise completed. Da-da-dum, pa-pa, da-da-pa. You know what time it is. It's time to show ourselves some love. It's time to celebrate because we are great.
Hey, bestie, are you feeling burnt out and in need of a glow up? Girl, same. It's why I'm so excited to tell you about Sanctuary XP, the Glow Up Retreat. It's a 2-day event in Las Vegas happening on February 16th and 17th in 2024, and it's the perfect place to relax, recharge, and connect with other amazing women entrepreneurs. Plus, there'll be a whole lot of fun. So mark your calendars and head to theglowup888.com to register today. The spaces are limited and you will not regret it. See you there.
Now back to the regularly scheduled show. Yeah. We have made it. We did the exercises. We came. We saw. We conquered. Now let's talk, okay? It's that time of the show where we have a conversation, though. And today, the topic of the day is ADHD body doubling in the age of social audio. How to use technology to boost your focus, okay? I previously talked to you guys about the book Indistractable, and I was like, yes, tech be techin', and it makes you distracted and all that stuff. One second. You gotta love computers, you know, for always reminding you about different things. I'm just, y'all, that's live in the show. It's how it's doing, though. So give me like one. I gotta love it. It helps me stay focused, y'all. Okay, that was a distraction. But I also can say there's another side of technology, and that is using it for its superpowers, okay? And not using it to continue to distract yourself. So that's what I'm talking about today. For me, as someone that's a multifaceted individual that likes doing a lot of different things, that has a lot of hats, a lot of businesses, and all the in-betweens. For me, a lot of people are like, you get so much done because they'll ask, I literally go do accountability Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And every time it's a list of stuff that I'm accomplishing. They're like, how do you do it, child? You just on fire. And I'm just like, I treat every day like it's that day. Like, there's no tomorrow. It's just that day. And I'm going to get some things done. I'm going to make sure I take care of myself and all the in-betweens. But also, I got this little secret sauce, which is called body doubling. That right there is what I've been doing to get everything done. Imagine having your own personal cheerleader by your side, getting gentle just to stay on task, you know, reminding you of your capabilities. That's the essence of body doubling. This is a technique that has proven remarkability, and it's being effective for individuals with ADHD, or I like to call us being multifaceted,
The mere presence of another person can work wonders in maintaining focus and curbing distractions. IDW is a simple yet effective technique that involves working or studying in the presence of another person. The idea is that the presence of another person can help you to anchor you in the present moment and reduce distractions. This, like I said, it just helps me stay on task. What are some benefits of this? Well, increase focus and concentration, reduce procrastination in the name of Jesus, improved motivation, greater sense of accountability, reduced feeling of isolation. Okay. And I can also say, especially for that last point, reduced feelings of isolation. For me, like, maybe the pandemic made me like this, but I really like being inside, y'all. I like being a homebody. Like, I really love being a homebody. Like, if I could stay at home, I'll stay at home. And that's why I body double, because it makes me feel like I go outside and people, but then I can turn off the people in, like, right then, right there. It's amazing. Okay. Number two, another thing that I want to talk about this is, now that we are in the age of technology, okay, like, in the past, body doubling typically involved working or studying in the exact same physical space as somebody. In today's age, body doubling has taken an exciting leap towards the rise of social audio platforms. These platforms allow you to connect with like-minded or like-hearted individuals in real time, creating a virtual workspace where you can work alongside others, share your goals, and provide mutual motivation. This is, for me, the go-to option because of the fact that I don't have a regular body doubling partner. And then two, I do work from home. So these are the things that I use to stay in flow. Some apps, and I was looking this up, and then I'm going to go into the apps that I actually use. They said I need to try these ones, but there's an app called Focus with a K, so F-O-K-U-S. Another one called Flow Club. Another one called Deep Work Session. Another one's called Focus Mate, and another one's called Stugles. S-T-U-G-G-L-E-S. And mind you, these are a lot of like quiet workspaces that you can generally join. And I also looked up, I believe, Flow Club. There is a price to it, so be mindful of that. The apps that I use don't have a price to it in the name of Jesus. So I'm gonna give you the free apps, okay? The first one is going to be the Fanbase app. Currently live streaming on this one right now, okay? In an audio space specifically, because in this space, users can actually follow and chat with others in real time by creating audio rooms. They can even put it in their normal friend group, which is their camp, okay? That's where they go. Or they just have an open room, an open space. Or if you want people to pay to get into having this conversation, they can pay to get into have the conversation. But that's Fanbase. Another app that I just recently started using when I was on this journey of, is there anything else out there? There's another app called Patty, P-A-T-I. Users can chat with others real time while playing games like Uno, and there's actually quite a few games, even like a couple of gambling games. It's kind of fun. So check that one out, and then you can meet people from all over the world. I've met three women. One of them was in the UK, one of them was in Canada, and the other one was in South Africa. It was amazing. And I love the way they say my name. Okay, I said what I said. It's fun going there. It's always amazing. And they're playing dope music too. They also do that there. There's another app called Stereo. This one I'm still getting used to. Users can send voice notes and talk live to each other. They can also play games like Mafia in there, as well as guess who am I. Those are also kind of fun. And then it has like that little cute moment of share your secret kind of thing, where you can put like anonymous stories. Some of them are wild. That I can just say wild. So Stereo. Okay, that's another one. Another one, the one I'm actually currently live on for the video, is Call-In. Users can create, discover, and listen to live and recorded audio content. Users can chime in on live conversations using the caller queue, which I actually do have open right now. Okay, so that is a thing. Another one is actually another one that I'm currently on right now, Wisdom. Users can join interest groups and chat with others about topics that matter to them. Users can listen and participate in live talks with some top mentors, okay? It's absolutely fun. And they can do it in a live environment or with question and answers. And then there's Clubhouse. Y'all, I'm on a lot of apps, so just bear with me, okay? For this particular app, users can join and participate in live audio conversations on a variety of topics. Users can follow friends and others to see when they are hosting or participating in conversations. One thing I can say about for Clubhouse is the simple fact that I like it. That's where my accountability group meets on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. This is why I get so much stuff done, y'all. And they also are always on the prayer line for me in the name of Jesus. And poetry for partners in rhyme. So I love Clubhouse for that fact. And then the last app, I don't go on this as often because Elon be doing extra shit. That's why. I'm going to be honest and real. He's been doing some extra shit, so I haven't been on this app. And that's the X app, a.k.a. Twitter, a.k.a. the Bird app. Okay, I've said what I said. I know they rebranded. I don't care. They are Twitter to me. They will always be Twitter to me. X. Ha. Okay, I'm back. Users can go live with spaces for audio and live video, as well as users can communicate privately with direct messages. I personally like the Twitter app for the fact that I was able to connect with my fan base groups like the Army for BTS, you know, my peoples on there. There are stories on there. There's a lot on there that I absolutely love. And that the audio spaces are kind of limited in regards to how many people can actually be on. And then I haven't really seen one go super long either. So they're like little mini shows. That's what I call those. And there's also the honorable mention. I have to mention it is LinkedIn Spaces. Okay, LinkedIn, those audio rooms, okay, they're in their infancy stage, y'all, and they don't last long. It's very professional. I do not try to body double there because I tried it. It doesn't work for me. It's a no for me. So I'm scrolling. Okay, so you're like, okay, you told me about these apps, Sharente, but how the hell do you use them? Well, I join conversations that actually interest me and that are good for my soul and spirit to sit in. What I mean by that is you're always going to find positive and negatives no matter where you go. And I choose not to be in places and spaces where trolls, people that just poke at you for no reason, to try to get a rise out of you for no reason, live. I don't go to those places. Mm-mm. I go to quiet spaces where maybe they're hardly talking. Maybe they're just listening to music. Maybe they're playing a game or something. I go into one of those spaces, one of those calm spaces, and I get work done because I just have it playing as background music to me. Okay, that's how I do this. And I switch in between all of these apps because there's a lot going on all the time in the world. On each app, there's a unique selection of people that always go on at certain times for certain things on different apps. So the Wisdom app, I check out Kristen Brown, I check out Daryl with the Dashes, I check out Doobie's Talks at Nighttime. Those are the people that I know are always going to be on here, and I'm going to check out for them, okay? If I'm on fan base, I know that sometimes on people from Ezra to Nomad to, Kenny, those people are going to be on majority of the time. If those people are not on, I go to the Patty app, and I know my people from South Africa are on in the name of Jesus, and they're playing music and some games. So there's different times that I know I can go to different spaces to get the body double needs, okay, that to be met for sure. When it comes to also finding your partner, finding your group, is, you know, for me, it was, what are my morals and values? And AKA, what will I allow to come into my gates versus what I will not allow at the exact same time? Because I have been in spaces where it wasn't non-toxic. I'll just say it was toxic. It was a toxic environment. And I just sat in it because I was like, I need to finish this project. And this is just where I'm at. Because I didn't think, oh, find another app, Sharente. And I sat in it. And then I had a funky ass attitude for a while. And it took me a goddamn minute to get out of it. So I was like, I got to be mindful of my gate. So before you even go and find anything, know what the hell your values are and what you want to put in, what you don't want to put in the name of Jesus. Okay, and mind you, you can also body double when someone goes live on YouTube and they're like just streaming and gaming and stuff. Remember that, okay? You can also ask a friend, a family member to body double with you. And mind you, you can also use Zoom to help you with body doubling. Find some people, hop on a Zoom, there you go. How do you incorporate it? Identify the times in your day when you're typically struggle with focus. Then schedule those sessions around that time. Even if you're scheduling it, you're just going onto these platforms and just listening in. Same thing.
Figure out what works for you and do it. Experiment with different sessions. Experiment with different lengths and formats and see what actually works for you. For me, I found out what works for me. But this is an opportunity for you to figure out what works for you, especially if you're trying to get some things done. Don't forget to communicate your goals and expectations to the group. If it actually is a group like that, if it's just you just sitting in on a conversation and stuff like and like being a spectator, you don't have to communicate shit to them. Shit. Okay, I said what I said. This has been the most I've cussed in this entire, like, okay, 102. It's been 100. Yeah, it's 102 where Sharente is cussing up a storm. Yep. Don't forget to take breaks. I'm going to talk for myself when I say this. My booty sits in the chair for like 9 hours, and then I forget to use the bathroom. I forget to eat. I forget to do a lot of things. So in that particular, do not forget to make it optimal by you taking the time to actually rest. Prevent that mental fatigue. And then don't forget to do a kudos to you, Cecilia Grace, which simply means celebrate your accomplishments, acknowledge your progress, because you deserve to celebrate you. You don't have to wait for someone to celebrate you. You can do that right now. And lastly, like I said, explore these different apps, see what works for you, see what doesn't. And also, if you're in India, there's an app called Hut, H-U-U-T. Check that out. I personally, it was a lot in another language that I'm not particularly used to. So it's harder for me to understand. So I would just recommend those for the international peeps. Okay. And mind you, okay, so what have I been able to accomplish for the Bible? What have I been able to accomplish with body doubling? Well, that's how I have all the businesses I have, from JCLV to JCLV 21 to the Glow Up 888 to Sharente Car Events to this Affirmation Station Show podcasting to Speak From Your Heart Show. That's on and mention all my daily posts on social media and all the in-betweens, being an Amazon influencer, having contracts with different people. I can keep going on. It's just going to be a long and exhaustive list. I get a lot of stuff done when I'm in these places. But I'm also throwing out, because this is for my accountability, is I'm actually making sure I rest, because I can feel the toll on my body when I don't take the time to rest. And I don't like that, because recently I've been super, super tired because I've been burning candles at both ends, and that's not safe. I recognize that, and I'm recognizing to also pull back, and I've been doing it. Practicing at doing it. Failing here and there, but I'll say not failing. Having mistakes here and there where I'm like, I'm going to look at my phone, I'm going to do this, and I'm like, oh, now I feel more tired. So I'm learning how to start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. Okay, and just, and then the best part, just be off social media altogether. I also like doing that too. So I've been practicing that. If you're interested in learning more about body doubling, don't forget to check out the resources that I'm going to drop in the show notes for this. That's going to be on the streaming platform, or the Spotify, Apple, all those platforms later. Okay. Remember, affirmation seekers, you are not alone. The challenges of ADHD are real. But there is actually some really effective solutions to all of them. So don't forget on the solutions. It's not just a problem. You have solutions too. And there are a vast number. It's just finding out the ones that work for you. Not work for Joe Schmo. Not work for your best friend, homie. Not work for your mama. Not your daddy. Not your granny. Not your papa. Not none of them. What works for you, homie? Do that. Do that. Because there's only one you. And you deserve to be the best version of you with the way that you want to be. Mm-hmm. Yes. Social audio body doubling is just one of the many tools at your disposal. Embrace the power of technology, harness the support of others, and the ability to, and then actually believe in yourself. Believe that you can actually accomplish these goals. See yourself actually finishing these things out. Because that right there is how professional athletes, like, they win. They practice in their mind, they practice with their body, and then they go execute on the field. That's how they do some things. So I'm saying doing the exact same thing here. Believe in yourself. Believe that you'll accomplish these things. See yourself accomplishing and just keep it going, baby. Until next time, stay focused, stay positive, and keep affirming your greatness. Head to the website affirmationstationshow.com to join the Facebook community that is growing and growing and growing. I think, if I'm not mistaken, we hit 70 members.
Wow, that is wild. Thank you so much for the support and keep joining in. And if you're looking to work with me or interested about any of my other businesses, head to charentecar.com. charentecar.com. Oh, snap, crackleback, it gotta stop. It is time for this train to go full steam ahead. I'm not telling you to get out of bed, and I'm not giving you clearance offer because I don't got that authority. I'm just saying we're going to head to our next destination. I want to thank you so much for riding with me to Affirmation Station. You may now exit the train and head to that set destination, wherever it may be. Remember, there are transfer lines available to the best day ever on Platform 2. Or the worst day ever on Platform 3. Choose wisely on how you're going to see your day on today. I will catch you guys back here next Sunday for another amazing episode of Affirmation Station Show, starting around 9:15 a.m. Pacific Start Time. And what we'll be exploring, I will figure that out. And you'll find out next episode, because I have to figure that out too. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, life is a collection of now. So let's make each one perfect together. I love you to infinity and beyond. Ta-ta for now. Affirmation Station, Affirmation Station. What's today's affirmation? Ta-ta.
Thank you so much for listening in to this new episode of Affirmation Station Show. Remember to rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast streaming platform. Be sure to give me a follow or DM me on Instagram at charentecar. Your key takeaways and your thoughts on this episode and what future topics I should cover. That's all for now. Until next time, see you.